This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Ballots for Denver's election go out in the mail today. Voters will choose from 17 candidates to be the city's next mayor. Denverites will also elect a clerk and recorder and a city auditor, along with some seats on the city council. One local ballot measure will decide the fate of a patch of land around 100 acres in northeast Denver that has been a golf course. Ballots have to be returned by April 4th. A Denver couple has been helping Ukraine since the start of the conflict there by taking water filters into the country. Sarah Davis and Tracy has visited Ukraine twice.
It never ceases to amaze me how powerful it is to have some kind of personal connection with a place that is in crisis.
Davis and Tracy is a founder of the human rights group Seeds of Exchange. It could soon be against state law to point a laser at any airplane or helicopter. CPR's Matt Bloom has more on a bill in the legislature.
Sponsors say high-powered laser pointers can suddenly blind pilots and make them lose focus. Colorado has already had more than 20 incidents reported this year. Laser strikes have been a federal crime for some time, but local police say they're only able to confiscate the laser and assist FAA investigators, who rarely prosecute cases. If Governor Polis signs off on the new state law, it'll go into effect in July. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Colorado lawmakers are debating whether to create harsher penalties for truckers who drive without a proper license. CPR's Nathaniel Miner.
Right now, truckers who get caught without a commercial driver's license are fined just over $100. The state Senate has passed a bill that would make that a misdemeanor crime. The State Trucking Association says it's more in line with the national standard. But the state House reversed those changes, keeping it a traffic violation. The differences will be hashed out in a committee meeting. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Colorado's mountains have more snow today, and there is rain and snow coming to much of the rest of the state later on in the week. For today, mostly sunny around Denver and in Grand Junction, and highs in the 50s. This is CPR News.